Coming up on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Episode number 28, my guest today, certified personal trainer and registered dietitian, Shannon Levitt. And we talk about her book, Learn to Be Lean, a yoga-based approach to healthy weight loss. Here's what you're going to get: why yoga is a good way to lose weight, how to align your body, mind, and spirit to create a lifelong lifestyle of health. Isn't that what we all want? How to recognize and remove energy drains and more. That's all coming up. And if I could ask a quick favor, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real, real brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So excited to have Shannon Levitt on with us today. Shannon is a certified personal trainer, registered dietitian, and health coach with more than 25 years of experience. And she knows that being fit means a lot more than just a number on the scale. She has practical advice for everyday personal health and weight loss motivation. And we're going to talk about her new book, Learn to Be Lean, a yoga-based approach to healthy weight loss, which is a workbook format guide to help set you on a path to physical health and emotional and spiritual wellness for the rest of your life. I like it. Shannon, so happy to talk with you today. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Well, my personal life and my professional life are often fused because fitness is my life. I hike, I travel, I spend time with my family, my sisters, my brothers, just very active. And occasionally I like to cook, so I'm kind of a scrapper. I call myself a scrapper of a cook, which I think is really important to be.
A scrapper of a cook. All right. Well, Shannon, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Slow down. We are all in overdrive, and it takes us out of the present moment, and being in the present moment is the only place where you can make really good decisions that aren't reactive. So slowing down and being more mindful, and they're kind of the same thing. Mindfulness meaning being aware of the present moment and living fully in it. Very important.
Slowing down. I love that because you are so right about all of us leading a hectic, fast-paced life. There's no question about that. And Shannon, with all the health information and advice available, and maybe this plays into that, how it's so tough to stay healthy, but why do many of us struggle with being healthy? With all the advice and all the information we know, why is it so hard to stay healthy for many of us?
Well, I think what we were just talking about, just, you know, really being pulled to do more. Like our society values what we do as opposed to who we are. So we're always trying to meet those needs. And so instead of being in within ourselves, we're doing more. And that leads to a lot of stress. That's number one. The second thing is that society is not supportive of our being healthy. I mean, unless you live in New York City, you're not generally walking to work, you're driving. So I think that if you look at the big cities around the world, that whether they have subway systems, whatever, they're climbing a lot of stairs. They're walking to and from work or to and from the subway. So I think that just our lives are very sedentary. And the final one would be that food industry is, you know, the concoction of salt, sugar, and fat is really taking a toll on people.
You know, when I think of yoga, Shannon, I just don't think of weight loss. So why is yoga a good way to lose weight and ultimately get healthy?
Well, ultimately, yoga is about self-discovery. You know, the practice teaches us self-observation. It slows us down, teaches us to be, hold poses, be with the difficulty, be in the present moment. And again, it's only in that moment that you can discover your habits. Wow, what thoughts am I having that are going against me being healthy? You know, so it basically teaches us awareness. So there's that slowing down part. And there's also the physical practice that really is underestimated as a weight loss tool, because there's a lot of resistance training in yoga done correctly. So you get the resistance piece, which is really important. You get the slowing down, and then you have the guidelines for living. That yoga comes with a philosophy. So this philosophy of being present, being mindful, being gentle with ourselves, being compassionate, all these things work together to make it a really fantastic and I think almost unparalleled weight loss program. And it's a practice, which is really key.
So let's dig into that a little more, because we hear a lot about that being in the moment, being more mindful. So when you finally, because we're leading that hectic, fast-paced lifestyle, mm-hmm. when we mm-hmm. finally slow down and get in that moment, we discover what again? What is it that we ultimately go, okay, this is what I've been waiting for in life. I'm missing this whole area of my life. Is that it?
Well, that's part of it. So you discover what you've been missing, and you also discover the habits that are in your way of leading that life that you realize you're missing. So let's say that in a pose, you discover, God, you're really impatient, you know, or you want to rush the pose, or you get really frustrated. Well, those habits and those poses are generally what you do in life as well. So in that way, it really helps you discover your habits, your unhealthy habits that are, you know, that are working against you.
So through the practice, and you call it a practice, you're really learning about yourself. You look through a lens, you see another portion of your life that may be lacking, or why you are in certain situations, or why you are with certain people, or just basically why you do things the way you do.
Yes. So it's essentially a practice arena for your life. Because not only are you observing yourself, but you're also working on things like being more patient, like being more gentle or compassionate with yourself, and you realize how much you are not perhaps gentle and compassionate. So there is the learning. So it's that the mental training of being present plus that the self-discovery piece.
So you talk about body, mind, and spirit that are essential components to successful weight loss that stays off. How do we get those three all working together?
Great question. And I go back to yoga. We do yoga because it is essentially, the purpose of it is to integrate your body, mind, and your spirit. So again, when we're slowing down, wow, we can connect to that subtler energy of ourselves that is spirit. When we're focusing intently on a pose, our mind gets more clear and we're connecting with our body. So the body-mind connection grows really strong. When that's stronger, then you have the space to connect to the subtle part of yourself that is spirit. So it's a lot easier to talk about a diet. This is, spirituality, it's complex, and yet my belief is that yoga really makes it user-friendly. It brings it to you. So you may start out doing yoga going, well, what's the spiritual piece? But it's something that yoga is something you do and something that happens to you.
I love how you phrase that, how one connects to another. So body connects to the mind, and when you get those two working together, that's when the spirit opens itself up to you.
Right, being open to that.
I think that's really cool. So your book is a workbook format guide. For me, I like that type of instruction. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, yes, and I made it a workbook because just my experience in working with people, it's like, you need a place to really be reflective, to write down your thoughts and to kind of go through a process. So my book is intended as a transformational process, and that is the workbook piece. So it's divided into 12 chapters, and it begins with assessing your balance, where are you right now, and then claiming your values, because I believe that values are really, they motivate you. So it's really connecting with your values, and then go through the process of, oh, what is yoga philosophy? How do I bring that into the poses? And at the end of each chapter, you learn these spiritual or body, mind, spirit exercises in each chapter, and then you evaluate at the end of the chapter, what got in my way? What did I do well? So it's this combination of helping people develop self-awareness through teaching them how to do yoga, how to lift weights, and then how to be reflective to their process. So it all works together.
And I like this line where you say there are no shortcuts to health, only wise paths. And to me, that really says it all. Achieving optimum health and wellness really is a journey, a process like your book. It's ultimately a path that you follow, or you should follow, for the rest of your life, right?
Absolutely. And yes, you can't solve a lifetime's worth of conditioning and habits in 2 weeks or even in 2 months. So what most diets try to get you to lose weight, but they don't teach you how to keep it off. And the purpose of my book is to teach you how to lose weight by helping you improve your metabolism and helping you find your inner strength so that you can keep that weight off. There are no shortcuts.
Right, and that's where that whole mind comes in, because when you get that mind right, when you get that mind opened up, when you get that mind focusing on what you need to do, that's when I think you really can sustain weight loss and really start on that healthy journey. But you got to get to that mind first, and that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yes, that and being willing to look at it as a practice as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not a program. Wow, this is a lifestyle. This is something that I don't have to be perfect at. I get to practice that.
This is not a program, it's a lifestyle. Look at it that way.
Yes, it's a holistic lifestyle, meaning it's body, mind, spirit. We consider the whole being, and we practice that lifestyle.
So, Shannon, can this book be used by someone who has never done yoga?
Absolutely. And I paired it with beginning yoga classes online. So when you buy the book, you also get a 6-month membership to these basic strength classes and basic yoga classes online.
Okay,
and it's
excellent.
Intended for the beginner, but no matter what level you're at, it will challenge you.
Okay, and we're going to have a link to the book on the show notes page at radiomd.com. So you can just go there and you're going to find everything out about that book and Shannon. RadioMD.com. Look for the Shannon Levitt interview and you'll find all that information. So there's a chapter in the book called Energy Drains. I think if we could just eliminate those things that sap our energy every day, just by doing that, we would all live a better life. Is there a quick tip for eliminating energy drains?
Oh, boy. A quick tip?
Or give us some insight into, because you kind of said at the beginning, we live such a hectic, fast-paced lifestyle. There's so much stuff coming at us. If we could eliminate a couple of those things that we don't really need to worry about, boy, I could breathe a little easier. Boy, I could pay attention to more joy in my life at this point. So is there a way that we should, or a way to just find the energy drains and then I can deal with eliminating them?
Yes, and that is goes back to being mindful. So the more conscious we are in our daily life, the more in our body, sensing our body, and conscious of what's around us. You can tell, is this person taking my energy? Is this job taking my energy? So again, it's just about living more in the moment and being aware and honest with yourself about, hey, is this giving me energy or is it taking away? Or is this just short-term energy, like a high or whatever? So you just by being more present and conscious and honest, you can discover your energy drains. And then after that awareness, then you have to make the decision, okay, what do I do about it? So it's really a two-step.
And it sounds like you need to pay attention to your feelings, because you said, is this person sapping my energy? You kind of feel that inside if you're dealing with people that, oh, gosh, it's drama, or, boy, it's work to be around this person or whatever. If you open yourself to those feelings, if you are more mindful and you pay attention, you really recognize that, then you can say, okay, why do I feel that way when I'm around this person, and how can I take care of it?
Absolutely.
So I asked all my guests similar questions, and one of them is about joy. I alluded to it in the previous question. So let me ask you this. What brings you joy in life, and how can we experience more joy in our own lives?
Well, what brings me joy in life, I find when I have fewer expectations, number one. When I meet the moment as it is without wanting it to be different. That's the kind of the mindset. And then when I'm doing something I love with someone I love. So, for example, I'd love to travel and hike or scuba dive. So when I'm involved in doing something like that, it's unparalleled. And again, without the expectation of it being anything other than it is. Because expectations are a setup.
Well, life is better when you do it with people you love, when you're sharing things with someone else, that's for sure. So fewer expectations. I've never heard it put that way. I like that. Meeting the moment and then doing things with someone you love. That's pretty cool. I like that. So coming up, we get the high five from Shannon Levitt. And if I could ask a favor, after the interview with Shannon, if you could, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and joy. So after the interview, jump on over to iTunes. And if you could, just review the show, rate the show, leave a comment, tell me what you're interested in, tell me what you're concerned about in life. And by doing that, we gain a wider audience. So if you could take 30 seconds and do that, I would greatly appreciate it. The High Five with Shannon is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with Shannon Levitt, my guest today. Shannon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, is there an easy way to be more mindful every day?
Intend to. Make an intention in the morning to be more mindful.
Okay, so start the day thinking, okay, I'm going to look for areas throughout the day where I can be more mindful.
Yes.
Question number two, what's the best piece of advice you were ever given along the way? We can learn a lot from other people's experiences, and learning what advice that was given to them sometimes is very helpful. So can you give us a piece of advice that resonated with you some point in your life?
Focus, let go of the outcome. And focus on your actions.
All right, that's interesting. Can you say that again? Let go of the outcome.
Well, let go focus of on the your outcome of whatever you're trying to do and focus on your actions as you're trying to do it.
Okay, so just
because
try
if you're
to
focusing on the outcome, it's like you're not really present again to, you know, each step that you're trying to take to accomplish whatever you're trying to take.
Question number three. Being a fitness expert, do you have a fitness gadget or app or something you can share with our audience?
You know what? I do not use a lot of apps or gadgets. Sometimes I'll go online for some meditation tapes or something like that. But no, I'm not into the Fitbit or anything like that. I don't know that that's essentially the way for me.
Okay. Very good. Question number four, do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
I have a favorite quote, and it's from Sandra Maitre, and she is an Enneagram, and I believe a psychologist, Enneagram expert psychologist. So this is her quote. We suffer because we are living at a distance from our depths. It's as simple as that. The more our souls are infused with the being, the better we feel and the better life seems to us. No matter what our circumstances happen to be.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I am going to, again, I'll put that up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. You can find that quote there. Last question, question number five. Okay, we got to have it. What's your favorite yoga pose?
I love the bow because it opens your heart and it's intense and it does exactly what we all need to do, we being all of us who live most of our lives in forward motion and hunched over computers. It opens up the front of your body and strengthens the back. That's why I like it, and it feels great to be in it.
Okay, what is it called one more time?
It's called the bow, B-O-W.
If you do yoga and if you're not, get Shannon's book and start and then you work your way towards that pose. That's your assignment after you're done listening to this podcast. And Shannon, how can we connect with you? Thank you for your time today. How can we find your book and more information about you?
YogaLift.com. YogaLift.com.
All things Shannon. That's where we'll find out about you there. And again, go to the show notes page at RadioMD.com as well, as we'll have links to all that stuff. Well, Shannon, thank you for your time today. One of my favorite quotes is, enjoy the little things in life because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Shannon, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thanks again for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I could ask a favor, this is really important. If you're listening, if you're hearing my voice right now in your headphones, jump on over to iTunes and rate and review the show. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you're interested in. I read them all. Give me a suggestion about maybe for a guest or a topic you want me to talk about, and we'll do that. And when you do that, it helps us gain more visibility and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is all about. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes page again at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.